This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush is expected to name a 9-member bipartisan commission today and charge it with comparing the pre-war intelligence on Iraq with what's been learned since. Questions about the quality and accuracy of that intelligence have multiplied since David Kaye, the president's chief arms hunter in Iraq, quit last month, and he predicted that no stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction would be found there. Yesterday, CIA Director George Tenet defended his agency's work just hours before the Senate Intelligence Committee began reviewing a draft report on its own investigation into intelligence on Iraq. NPR's David Wellner reports.
After staying silent for months, CIA Director Tenet went to his alma mater, Georgetown University, to make a lengthy and impassioned defense yesterday of his agents, saying theirs is a duty to inform and warn.
They did so honestly and with integrity when making judgments about the dangers posed by Saddam Hussein. Simply assessing stacks of reports does not speak to the wisdom experienced analysts brought to bear on a difficult and deceptive subject. But as all these reviews are underway, we must take some care.
If Tenet was hoping to blunt criticism on Capitol Hill of the CIA's controversial Iraq assessment, he would have been disappointed to hear North Dakota Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan's reaction on the Senate floor.
Mr. Tenet's speech today was not only defensive, but Mr. Tenet's speech failed, in my judgment, to acknowledge what the country has widely acknowledged, starting with David Kaye and others, that the intelligence failed us with respect to Iraq.
And Mississippi Republican Trent Lott, who's on the Senate Intelligence Committee, said somebody's going to have to pay the consequences for supplying intelligence that proved so far off the mark.
Never before has it been more important we do this right. I think we should make changes. I personally think that there needs to be some personnel changes. That may not be my decision, but hopefully I can help get a result that will make sure that we don't have another, oh my God, what didn't we know hearing. This is too serious.
Lott and the other members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which oversees the nation's intelligence agencies, got a 300-page document yesterday, a draft of the panel's final report on an 8-month probe into intelligence on Iraq. Pat Roberts, the Kansas Republican who chairs the committee, refused to give up on finding banned weapons in Iraq.
Well, I think obviously there was a global intelligence failure, if you want to put it that way, or challenge, and that everybody assumed that there would be stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction. And to date, we have not found them. I would caution people that the Iraq Survey Group is still working very hard. I'm not saying it's probable, but it's possible. My word, they have 17,000 boxes of documents that they have to exploit still. So it is very possible you could find something. If that's the case, there's going to be a lot of people with egg and WMD all over their face.
Behind closed doors, Democrats on the Intelligence Committee had what one of them described as a vigorous discussion yesterday with their Republican counterparts. Jay Rockefeller, the Democrat who's the panel's vice chair, says he and fellow party members feel the panel's probe to date is too limited, since it did not look at how the Bush administration used the intelligence to make its case for going to war.
I think the executive branch of government is integral to, obviously, decision-making, and I think, you know, nobody should be immune. Congress has to take some blame. George Tenet and the intelligence community has to take some blame for what happened, and the president has to take some blame.
Rockefeller says he hopes the bipartisan commission being named by the president will examine how policymakers used intelligence. He says he's encouraged by reports that Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona agreed to be part of the new commission. McCain had called for such a commission last week, as did David Kaye. But Texas Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison yesterday portrayed that commission as the president's own initiative.
I hope that we will come together and support the president in his initiatives to get to the bottom of this. The president is looking out for the United States of America, and we do not need partisan rhetoric on an issue like this. We need to come together.
But no one in the Senate expects a nonpartisan assessment of so sensitive an issue in such a politically charged election year. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.